Hello guys, welcome to this podcast titled Remote Control Helicopters. You may already know that sometimes the best helicopters are the ones that you really put a lot of work into. For instance, the remote control gas helicopters, which require constant attention and care to their every detail, be it cleaning, preparing to fly, flying, and taking down and cleaning before storage, are often the type of helicopter that people are most likely to purchase again. In today's episode, we shall be talking about great information about remote control helicopters. It may seem at odds with our culture, which thinks everything is better when you can put in the least amount of work and get the most return on your investment. But you don't need to view helicopter flying as a commercial or hobby business time. You have to consider it a way of life. I have seen many helicopter pilots get let down by others for buying the cheapest helicopter and not taking the time to clean it properly after the flight. This really frustrates people because those of us who really invest the time in our flight see it as a joy and don't want other people not really caring about choppers clogging the air with their remote control gasoline helicopters badly maintained and badly piloted. However, if people are really interested in learning more about my helicopters, I'm happy to show them around and explain why I spent a certain amount of money on a helicopter that may seem exorbitant. From my perspective, remote control gas helicopters, and indeed any type of helicopter, are a real investment, and one that you might even have as a legacy for years to come. Because when it comes to the point, remote controlled gas helicopters will always be the classic helicopters people think of when it comes to helicopters, and kids will always be amazed at how gracefully a remote controlled gas helicopter can fly, paired with a good pilot. One of the things I'm looking forward to is someday sharing my helicopter collection with my kids, because I think I will really pass on my love for helicopters, and they will have the innate feeling that these instruments are beautiful and majestic. I think helicopters are one of the most extraordinary human creations in the world, and the fact that they mimic nature, think hummingbirds, for example, it's clear they will last forever. Anyone interested in starting some sort of collection should consider collecting helicopters. They can focus on model helicopters that cannot fly and are bought for decoration only, or they can go all out and buy remote-controlled gas helicopters, which are more expensive, but will last a lifetime. It's your choice. But either way, the helicopters will bring excitement and joy to whoever buys them. Who knows? One day you could become like me, a well-known helicopter enthusiast and professional aviator with years of experience and lots of training who will always hold a special place in his heart for every helicopter I have ever owned. Houston, the best place for remote control helicopters. If you reside in Texas, specifically Houston, and are interested in remote controlled helicopters, this is the article for you. As you know, there are many remote controlled helicopter enthusiasts in Houston, and if you are one of them, then you are in good company. These folks are some of the most hospitable people in the nation, possibly even the entire world, and they really know what they are doing when it comes to helicopter flying, maintenance, and general entertainment. Even if you don't know anything about helicopter flying, if you want to know even a little bit more, these people will be incredibly helpful in your quest to learn as much as possible about remote-controlled helicopters. You can rest assured that you are in good hands. I'm from the Houston area, and if I hadn't had such fantastic exposure to remote-controlled helicopters as a kid, I don't know if I could have really cultivated my innate interest in remote-controlled helicopters. It would have been very different, because my parents didn't know much about helicopters, and although they supported me on my remote-controlled helicopter flights, it was the other Houston residents, helicopter owners, maintenance crews and the like, who really mattered should show me the true joy of flying in a remote-controlled helicopter. I was so excited when I first decided to start a collection, and it was in Houston that this decision was born. I was walking around on a summer afternoon when I was about 15, rummaging through the shops and generally the shop windows with no intention of buying anything. I had two helicopters at the time, both of which I thought were great, but I didn't think I needed more right away. I also didn't know where else to put them, and they can take a lot of work to maintain, a lot of dusting and oiling, etc. Anyway, I walked past this amazing store which was full of helicopters of all shapes and sizes, from the smallest to helicopters so big they could hardly be called model helicopters other than the fact that they were still remote controlled. After seeing this remarkable collection, I realized that I wanted to start my own collection, and that's how it all started. Eventually, I went to the helicopter store and explained to the store owner how impressed I was with his collection and how I was dying to create my own, and he was kind enough to gift me one of his on the house as a gift of friendship from one helicopter collector to another. I never forgot his generosity, and when I was older and had more helicopters myself, I went back to his store, which was still in the same location, and gave him one of my best helicopters as a gift. He remembered me and was so proud that I keep my collection. It's experiences like this that make you want to come back to Houston, where RC helicopter collectors are better than anywhere else. How to avoid scamming when you purchase remote control helicopters for sale. A bad place to sell remote controlled helicopters is your local paper. At least that's my experience. When I was younger and just discovered the announcements section in the evening paper, I went through every article, even though I didn't really need those things. Well, I finally fell in love with a series of remote-controlled helicopters for sale in the newspaper that I was supposed to have. They were still quite expensive, but I saved my money for them and called the person who made the announcement, and they promised to keep it for me. After 2 days of doing a lot of chores and saving money, I went to the vendor's house to sell my remote-controlled helicopters, and to my surprise, the seller had grossly deformed the helicopters. Not only were they not functional, but they didn't even look like helicopters anymore. Turns out the seller's house had burned down, and one of the things he was able to salvage was the helicopters, and he hoped he could sell them along with a bunch of other stuff to pay for a new house, or at least rent an apartment. You see, he had no insurance, so he lost everything when the house burned down. Well, this story really touched my heart, and since I was a little kid, I knew nothing about scammers, so I ended up giving him my hard-earned money for two rubbish I knew I would never steal, and stuff that I couldn't even use. I ended up throwing them on the way home, but at least I felt good about myself. The worst part of the day was when I finally told my dad everything, and he explained that the person who sold me the helicopters probably found them in the trash and thought he could sell them to an unsuspecting and foolish person. Unfortunately, I was that person. Even though I never understood how he raised the money to put an ad in the paper, I felt it was quite expensive. The real moral of this story, however, is to tell you that you should never buy remote-controlled helicopters for sale unless you are confident that you are getting good, quality items, and often you cannot do so through an independent seller. Go to a designated location, such as Radio Shack. The story has a funny ending. The person who sold me the helicopters must have seen me throw them away on my way out, because he pulled them out of the garbage and sold them again. They were in the evening paper the following week. Of course, he wouldn't fool me again, but I wonder if anyone else has fallen prey to his scam. Hopefully, after reading this cartoon, you will realize how important it is, crucial, indeed, to be a smart consumer in every sense of the word, and never settle for poor quality. Thanks for listening till the end. See you next time.